The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. It was 50 years ago that the sci-fi epic 2001, A Space Odyssey by author Arthur C. Clarke and filmmaker Stanley Kubrick opened in theaters across America to mixed reviews. The almost three-hour-long film was too cerebral and slow-moving to be appreciated by general audiences in 1968. Today, half a century later, the movie is one of the American Film Institute's top 100 films of all time. VOA's Penelope Kulu explores Space Odyssey's power and its relevance 50 years since its creation.
The music of Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz is in step with Kubrick's crisp, slow-moving images of space, an otherworldly spectacle watched on huge cinerama curved screens in 1968. Many describe the visual effects of the film as hypnotic, enhancing the message of 2001, A Space Odyssey, that humanity's intellectual advancement was aided by alien intelligence. Kubrick steered clear of images of stereotypical aliens. Instead, the alien presence appears suddenly through a looming black monolith, transmitting signals that teach ape-like anthropoids how to use tools for hunting and survival. Millions of years later, in Kubrick's imagined high-tech world of 2001, the aliens make contact again through the monolith. This time, the slick rectangle prods humans towards an exploration voyage to Jupiter.
And they get to Jupiter, and then that's where the transformation takes place.
Douglas Trumbull was the photographic effects supervisor on the 2001 set. During the film's four-year production, he helped Kubrick come up with new filming techniques showing Dave Bowman, the only surviving astronaut on spacecraft Discovery 1, making contact with aliens through a stargate and eventually evolving into a non-corporeal entity. Equally significant to the film's technology is the plot involving the antagonistic relationship between man and artificial intelligence.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Penelope Kulu, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Join us next week for another edition of Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.